Election Day, Greek Life, and Taylor Swift hates that the KKK likes her. This is a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill. And Rob, you said it. It's Election Day.
Election Day.
For lots of people.
A bunch of states, yeah.
Not us. Not here in Chicago.
But we can vote if we want, right?
We can. But big, because here in Chicago, big elections going on.
Vote early, vote often.
Yeah.
But no, tell us about the states where it's actually like legally happening.
Yeah, so some big stuff's happening. Number of states in New Jersey and Virginia, some big races. They're picking new governors today. And this could be an early referendum on President Trump.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens in those contests. In Maine, residents are voting on the nation's first statewide referendum on whether to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. So that could be precedent-setting.
Yeah.
And in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio, he'll find out if he's going to get a second term or not.
Oh, wow.
And it looks like he's already way ahead in the polls. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, voting is trending today on Twitter. Pretty much all the hashtags have to do with the election. Hashtag Election Day, I voted, vote today, Virginia. They're all trending. So the message is simple. If you have an election today,
get out and vote,
go
people.
And vote. Yeah. Don't wait around, you know, saying you'll do it later.
As we learned back in November, your vote counts.
Your vote absolutely does count. So.
All right. Cool. Let's see. What do we got here? This is pretty wild. Florida State University, President John Thrasher, I believe is his name. John Thrasher suspended all Greek life on campus. And I don't mean that Greek people have anything to worry about. But what it is sororities and fraternities. They've all been suspended indefinitely. It comes following the death of a 20-year-old fraternity pledge who died last week during a hazing incident. It was Parents' Weekend, too, which is even... crazier. Also, there was a major coke bust on campus. This becomes the third school this year to do something like this. Penn State and Louisiana State also had incidents that they had varying degrees of suspensions and bans in place as well. So,
a big deal. I mean, a lot of people associate college with Greek
with fraternities
and frat parties and
partying, you know, and I'm still surprised. You see the stories all the time of just how dangerous some of these hazing incidents are, and yet it still keeps happening, you know, still doing crazy things and alcohol usually at the root of it.
Absolutely. So, well, good to see. It's, I mean,
taking a little action, you know. I mean, they saw a problem and they're doing something about it.
So, well, Taylor Swift has a little bit of a problem. This is first time hearing of this, and there's a lot of layers to this
There's
story,
a lot of layers. So,
I'm going to try
break
to break it down
in three sentences for us, Jennifer.
Very simply. So there was a blog post in September that suggested that some people believe that Taylor Swift is an icon of white supremacists and that her lyrics actually support the movement. So her lawyers... not happy. They've threatened a lawsuit against the blog. It's called Pop Front. And the writer of the article, Swift's lawyer, demands it should be removed. It should be retracted. There's a number of, you know, falsehoods in this article. It should be taken down. Well, USA Today says the ACLU is now getting involved, saying Pop Front and the writer will not give in to any kind of attempt to suppress their constitutionally protected speech, and that the blog has a right to say this.
Yeah. I guess that whole freedom of speech thing.
Yeah. So not a simple issue at all, but that's your sum up of it.
Well, you know, she's got an image. She's got a reputation that is worth millions and millions of dollars, and she's doing all she can to protect it. But, you know, you can't step on people's constitutional rights at the same time. So relax, Taylor. I think you'll be all right. I think people realize that you're not out there wearing a hood and waving a KKK flag.
Yeah,
right?
So we'll see if this, you know.
It's funny that she would worry about that.
What will happen.
Yeah, it's funny that she would worry about that, though. You know, it's like clearly, you know, I think all she really has to do is say, hey, obviously I have nothing to do with this. And I would not support the KKK.
Yeah.
All right. Apple, have you updated your iOS on your iPhone?
It's woefully, for lack of a better word, not updated. I get reminders every day on my phone. It hasn't been backed up. It's not. I should probably shouldn't be saying this publicly. No.
My phone is wide open. I got the Bluetooth on. I don't even.
Please feel free.
Here's my password. check out my cloud. I have my own personal cloud. If you have updated to iOS 11, it's the mobile software update that was launched in September. There's been some autocorrect issues, and one of the big ones is replacing a lowercase I with a capital A and a question mark in a box.
Very confusing looking. And this is why, by the way, I don't always update. Everything works, and then you update, and then it doesn't work.
And it doesn't work. And then they have to get the bugs in another update, and you're forever updating to correct a bug that was working fine before.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, you can check out online. Check out on Apple's blog, actually. They have a five-step process to go through to actually change it all in your phone. And I was going to try to break that down, but there's no way I can. So you got to check
Too
that out yourself. However, there are some other simpler ways of getting rid of it, and that's you can turn off your autocorrect, you can turn off the predictive text, you can reset your keyboard directory, or you can do that whole train autocorrect as you go.
Yeah.
So, I think that latter one is probably the best one, because then you train it to correct what you want.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. It always amazes me what my phone wants to autocorrect sometimes.
Right?
Like, why do you think I'm picking, I don't know, yeah. Can't even think of an example, but.
But they're weird, you know?
Yeah, they don't make any sense.
Yeah, and why I would, oh my God, I can't even remember what I was texting, but it came up crack pipe. And it was going so fast and I sent it. And then I had to text back, not crack pipe.
Yeah. Mom, I didn't really mean.
But why would you think what I was typing would be corrected to crack pipe, you know? That's right. I was just texting my crack dealer.
It's all coming back to me.
Oh, Jennifer. Ozzy Osbourne has announced that this world tour that he's doing is going to be his last.
Say it ain't so.
Yep, yep. But don't worry.
Please tell me there's some good news.
There is some good news. Ozzy's going to do his farewell world tour. He just finished up his farewell tour with Black Sabbath about 9 months ago. But he says, don't worry. Even though the farewell tour will mark his retirement as a touring artist, he says he's going to continue to perform at live select shows over the years. And I don't think he plans on stopping making music anytime soon.
Not a full retirement.
Exactly. So don't worry. You know, you're going to be just fine.
You know, I think of all the concerts I've been to with seeing Ozzy. And Ozzy's
the one.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy's the one that sticks with you, right? I love his hair.
What was that show? The Osbournes.
The Osbournes.
The Osbournes. I loved that show.
Did you?
It was funny.
It had its moments, yeah.
I should say loved it, but, you know, it was...
After a while, it was kind of sad, and then I was I'm just perpetuating this.
Yeah.
Talk about perpetuating it. Perpetuating this. This morning feed.
Get that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Right, perpetuate you, eh? This has been the morning feed. Check us out on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. That's where you can find us, subscribe to us, and review. Also, check us out on our Facebook page and on the Rivet Facebook page. You will find us there. And I've been remembering lately, so there's a good chance.
You were forgetting what day it was. I could tell the wheels were spinning there. You were thinking, you said, this has been a morning feed.
We did.
You were
thinking, off a little
trying
bit
to remember what day it
and,
was.
Yeah, I know. It's only Tuesday, and I've already forgotten. All right. On that note, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. This has been a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.